SOP166. Are you using Gmail? Then you definitely need to listen to this podcast because you might just get hijacked.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the morning announcements. I am Dave Jackson, your personal podcast coach. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com if you want to start your own successful podcast. Went into Paul Harvey mode there for a second. Just go to start.schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code Santa to save 25% off. Now through the end of the year, my contact information can be found at schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. Things like my email, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're from across the pond, I've got a link there where you can upload your audio comments. And, of course, you can call in your comments toll-free, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That is 888-563-3228. So what I'm going to talk about today is very interesting. In fact, I'm going to do something live on the air, as they say here. Let me kick my Firefox into action. And that is the fact that when I first started this podcast, I would always tell people, email me dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. The reason for that is it's a branding thing. I want you to remember schoolofpodcasting.com. So I would say dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And I would take that email and I would forward it to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Now, for those of you that are new to Gmail, Gmail is a service by Google. And you know, Google is basically God. So after a while, and the reason people like Gmail is you can upload these enormous attachments. You can search your email. It's a great service, and I don't disagree with that at all. But I'm at Google right now, and I'm going to type in the phrase Gmail hijacked. And I get 233,000 sites, I guess, results for your Gmail being hijacked, which one of mine has. I've used a email for one of my podcasts, and all of a sudden it was odd. I went to log in, and I couldn't. And when I went to have my password forwarded to me, it sent it to an email that was not mine. I have contacted Gmail. In fact, I contacted them again today, and I got this. Thank you for your report. For account security, we limit the number of requests that can be processed about the same account. Realize I've done this about, I don't know, 7 times now. Please wait a few days. I love the precise instructions. Please wait a few days. Now, does that mean 2, 4, 10? And try filling out the form again. Today is December 14th. It's now been a week since I've had my Gmail. I had none of the email addresses that were in there. I had all, like, my podcast voicemail.com. Yeah, all those went to that email address. Now, the good news is I was able to log into my podcast voicemail.com control panel and still get my voicemail messages because I had those forwarded to that email. But I guess my point is you should own. One of the reasons why I tell people to get your own web hosting, like at coolerwebsites.com, where you can get a website for $4 a month, and then load WordPress on it, which is free, is because you own that. Nobody else owns it. And you can do whatever you want to that. And so, in the same way, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, I can access that through my Outlook. I can access it through Gmail if I wanted to. I can still get the web-based function of Gmail, but yet use my web host email. And here's some other things you should know. This is in the terms of use, I think it is, for Gmail. You agree that you are solely responsible for, and then in parentheses, and that Google has no responsibility to you or to any third party for, end of parentheses, any breach of your obligations under the terms and for the consequences, including any loss or damage which Google may suffer of any such breach. Meaning, if somebody hacks your account, it's your responsibility, I think is how that reads. I'm not a lawyer. And then another provision, the provision of the services to you by Google. In Google's opinion, this is when they might cancel your account. The provision that services to you by Google is, in Google's opinion, no longer commercially viable. So if for some reason, which I highly doubt, that Google decided, you know, this whole Gmail thing is just a waste of money for us, they could take it away. And so the great thing was Google sent me a customer service survey. They said, hey, how are we doing? And I'm like, well, being that I don't have my email back, you're not doing that great. So own everything you are sending out to the public. Your email address, your web hosting. Don't use free web hosting. You know, if it just makes more sense to own it. That way you have control over it. I have no control. I'm at the mercy of Google. And so in this case, it was actually my first podcast. I have 225 episodes, I believe, of me saying an email address that no longer goes to anything that I can control. So if you're starting a new podcast, you might want to say, you know, podcast at schoolofpodcasting.com or whatever your website is, things like that. And now, of course, now the thing is, but Dave, my audience may want to send me an audio comment. Maybe they're from across the pond. Well, check out this website, drop.io. Now, I know that is a total contradiction of what I just said. There is software you can buy. Maybe I'll talk about that on a future show where people can upload files right to your server. But drop.io, if you go to drop.io/schoolofpodcasting.com, you can upload your files. Now, the reason I don't have a problem using a free service for that is A, I don't get that many emails with audio attachments, but it's there. And if that site were to go away, I could easily replace it. But and now what I'm going to do is say schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. You know, if you'd like to contact me, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And I'll probably be saying that a lot in the future, because this way, if my email goes under, if my voicemail changes, if this or that, schoolofpodcasting.com/contact, the email, the phone number, the voicemail number, and the audio upload links are all at schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. Hey, look at the calendar. 2008 is pretty much history, and 2009 is the year you're going to start your successful podcast at theschoolofpodcasting.com. Simply go to start.schoolofpodcasting.com, use the coupon code SANTA, and get 25% off now through the end of the year. That's start.schoolofpodcasting.com. Hey, if you are a Libsyn user, that's who this particular podcast is hosted through. For more information, go to uselibsyn.com. That's uselibsyn.com. And I logged in and I saw where they were making it much more easier to get involved with their advertising, where if you're looking for a sponsor, things like that. So I went ahead and signed up, and they have a survey that you can put out to your audience. So if you'd like to let me know where you're at and a little more about you, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/survey. That's SURVEY. For those of you that are like me and spelling challenged. And you can see what the form looks like and think about, hey, do I want to look into this for my podcast? But you'll get to work with Rob Walsh, of course, from Podcast 411 and Today an iPhone, who also works for Wizard Media. So you'll see that on the website if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact, as well as other places on my website. It's a listener survey that, again, you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/survey. Hey, a couple roundtables back, we had Dave Moyer of the WordCast podcast. You can find him at wordcastpodcast.com. And he was giving us all sorts of WordPress treats and trinkets and tips. And I thought I'd share one here on the public podcast. Of course, members can watch the whole video. But check this out. If you have, like right now, I have an archive that goes back to 2005. And if you have that on your sidebar panel in WordPress, it takes up a good chunk of your page. If you go into that widget, go into your WordPress website, go into design, go into widgets, go into the one that says archive, and you'll see where you can choose to have that shown as a drop-down menu. That'll give you back your real estate on your website, won't take up so much room, and yet it still has the functionality. If somebody wants to go back and find an archive or dig through them, it's simply one extra mouse click. So it's not a plug-in, it's automatic, and thanks to Dave for that tip. But hey, we're at 10 minutes, so I want to thank you for tuning in. Hope you're enjoying your holiday season. Mine has been quite frantic, and hope to get one more show out before the end of the year. Don't forget to go to start.schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code SANTA to earn 25% off your membership. If you'd like to contact me, simply go to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. I've got email, voicemail, and uploads waiting for you. Would love to hear your comments. I'll keep you posted on the saga with my Gmail. And until next week, keep in mind it's time to start living a life worth podcasting about. And till next week, class dismissed. Thanks for listening.